Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to have the first tasting of batch 13 of 2023 for me. Now, this is another Treehouse IPA, Treehouse New England IPA. They put a Treehouse Brewing, that is, put up a shorts video of a recipe for an IPA. I'm calling them, this is like my sixth batch that I've made just using different hops, different yeast. And I'm calling them New England IPA. But this is a small batch, 1.25 gallons going into the carboy. 2 pounds, 8 ounces of two row, 6.4 ounces of flaked oats, 5.6 ounces of carafoam. So for body, slickness, the oats and carafoam for head. This one is using Warrior, so 0.1 ounce at 60 minutes, then Amarillo, Azaka, and Cairo Simcoe hops are what's used in this version of it. So 0.1 ounces of each at 20 minutes left in the boil, then at flame out another 0.1 ounce. And I don't know, I just finished up the first review of batch 12, and I don't know if I said it in that one, but I'll have the recipe down below. Also, if you go to 31stbrewing.com, it will be there too. 0.25 ounces. Now, 4 days from bottling is what I went with, and I had it down, and now that it's been a couple months since I've been brewing these, I don't remember what they said, but I thought the guy said 4 days before bottling, add, you know, what percentage of hops. And so for me, 0.25 ounces of all three of those hops, 4 days before bottling. In this, I think it was London Ale Yeast 3. London Ale 3 yeast is what they wanted. My homebrew store didn't have that. So 005 Omega is what I used. So let's get into this first one. So this one ended up at 7.12% ABV. I think Treehouse called for 7%, and putting this in Beersmith how it is, they said it would be 7.2%. So I'm right in the middle of both. So let's go ahead and open this. One large carbonation tablet was used. Good hiss, good smoke. And again, this is 2 weeks old. This was bottled on 10-1. Today's 10-15. Since I bottled directly out of the fermenter, I try not to put the last of it in here just so I can see the color. Now, if I was doing this off camera, I would probably be drinking it by the bottle, but it wouldn't matter. But I know there's going to be Trub and stuff in there. That's 0.75 ounces of hops used in here. So those end bottles are going to have a little bit more. Also, one thing to note, why this one, because I just finished up, like I said, batch 12's first review, and that was 7.49% ABV. This was 7.12, and I believe the reason for that, I have a note on here, my post-boil gravity was 1058, which is 10 points lower, 0.01 points lower than what Beersmith wanted it to be, and I had more wort. I didn't boil enough. I could have kept going. I do have a spoon that has slots in it that I usually go by, but I must have set the timer, did everything, and then realized it at the very end. It is what it is. It's home brewing. Head. Off-white colored head, pillowy. Looks good. A little over a finger of head on this. This one's actually a little clearer. This is more orange. I'll probably do a side-by-side, so I'm not going to worry about that other one. A little bit more orange, but not as hazy. I mean, you guys can't see through it, but if I hold it up to the light, I can pretty much see the whole entire light box in there. So I'm going, this, you would think if there, no, because the gravity wasn't the same. I was going to say, there's more sugar in there, it should be hazier. But Actually, it's probably about even. It probably attenuated all the way, just like batch 13 did. Now, batch 13 would have attenuated more since it was 4.9. So that one should be clearer than this one, and this one's clear. It is what it is. Let's go ahead and smell. So that Simcoe is Cairo Citra. So it is not the regular Citra. Simcoe, sorry. Peach. I am getting peach. More fruitiness. Out of the Simcoe, I'm not getting, at least right now, that onion, that garlic that I usually get. I'm not getting it. Never mind. Yeah, peach, a little onion, garlic, very low, but fruitier. That peach, like tropical salad peach, like overdone peach with the rest of the tropical fruits, but that peach is sticking out the most, then a little onion, garlic. That's about it. This one seems subdued compared to batch 12, but let's go ahead and taste. Same profile. Huh. Pretty. This one. Okay, let's just talk about this one. I'll do a side-by-side. This one seems more balanced. Not as much sweetness, a little bit more bitterness. I get that, like, peach tropical fruit up front. In the back, there's almost like a orange zest bitterness, a little bit, not very much. It does, I think it helps balance out the sweetness if there's more sweetness in this one. It's just the flavors don't pop as well as batch 12, but it's, I could say a little berry is in there from that Simcoe. Like a berry sweet tropical fruit peach. With a little onion garlic. I still pick it up. Huh. I'm going to look up Amarillo. Is it overdone in peach? Since doesn't Azaka have peach too? Very sweet citrus flavor. Okay, closer to oranges than grapefruit. I could definitely see that for Amarillo. Okay, I'll look up Azaka. Spicy mango, pineapple with some pine, tangerine. Tropical fruit mix. Yeah. I don't know what to say. It tastes like batch 12, but I'm trying not to talk about that one. So, yeah. Peach, tropical fruit. I think that peach stands out the most. You could say a touch of berry. Maybe that peach is coming from the Simcoe. But that sweetness is cut by like orange rind. Like I said, in the back, it cuts it, but the beer overall isn't as sweet as the perceived sweetness is batch 12. Easy drinking, good silky mouthfeel. It's good. I would brew a 5-gallon batch of this. Now I want to try it with regular Simcoe to see what that Cairo is doing to it. But yeah, It's good. I would say if I had to score this, I'd go 4.25 out of 5. The only difference, I want everything amplified. I want it more. I want those flavors to come out more. So maybe double the dry hop and see what that does. But I don't want, I still feel it here. And it's like that orange rind is just sticking around. That rind bitterness is just sticking around. And I hope it doesn't go up anymore. Or I wouldn't want it to go up anymore. And I would think dry hop, that you should be fine. So I might make a note on this to do something like that. But yeah, overall, it's a good homebrew. If you made something like this, leave a comment down below.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.